This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. The Obama administration is expected to unveil rules this morning for building new coal and gas plants in the U.S. Some of them could require plants to use carbon capturing technologies. Critics say the tech isn't there yet. Environmentalists say the industry is dragging its feet. So how close are we to actually putting less smog into the air? Marketplace's Sarah Gardner has this report.
That pollution, it's carbon dioxide. And every year, coal plants in this country send well over 1 billion tons of it into the skies. The EPA's new emissions limits could be so strict that they force future coal plants to use a technology that aims that CO2 in the opposite direction. Environmental attorney Thomas Lorenzen.
Rather than letting it go up the stack and into the air, capturing it, putting it under high pressure, and then injecting it into the ground.
In the ground, where it can't fuel global warming. Lisa Camuso-Miller at the American Coalition for Clean Coal Electricity says it sounds great. There's just one little problem.
At this time, it is still not a technology that is in full deployment on a commercial scale.
An emerging technology, says scientist Niraj Gupta, which is really two technologies, separating out the carbon and then storing it.
They haven't been done in enough places at enough of a large scale for everyone to have the confidence in long-term performance.
Not to mention its colossal price tag. But polluters and the EPA have starred in this movie before. It's called Forced Technology, where the government gets ahead of the marketplace. Come to think of it, says MIT's Howard Herzog, sort of like the technology that cleaned up acid rain.
And at that time, is the same thing. Those scrubbers, they were sort of proven in some demonstrations, but they were not widely commercial, but they adopted them, and we now have the fairly standard technologies.
Thomas Lorenzen says the feds have also had luck forcing new fuel-saving technologies on the auto industry despite initial protests. But that, he believes, was riskier than mandating carbon capture. He says there's little downside to selecting something that is truly at the edges of coal technology.
Because no one is building coal-fired plants anyway.
At least as long as natural gas stays in favor. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.